We always like to give agriculture here in Connecticut a quick shout out as well, because I always say, I mean, I've lived in a bunch of states in the Northeast, and I think Connecticut agriculture is so underrated. But that's just me. Jesse Leavenworth from CT Insider joining us now, Brian and Company. There was a big report out, and he did a kind of disseminated a bunch of stuff from it. First of all, Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good, man. Listen, who put out this report?
Well, it was a comment. I mean, it was sponsored by the state, but primarily it was from UConn's College of Agriculture, Health, and Natural Resources.
Got it.
UConn is known for its agricultural program.
Yeah, and it drives a lot of stuff in the state too. What were the biggest takeaways for you?
Well, the biggest takeaways, I was kind of I know cigar smoking isn't good for you, but I mean, we had done stories before when I was with The Current about, you know, how the shade tobacco industry in Connecticut, and how it's, you know, the finest cigar wrapper in the world, actually. And that sector of the agricultural, of agriculture in Connecticut continues to contract. I don't know, but I haven't looked into how many people are still smoking cigars, but, that's part of Connecticut's legacy.
Can I interject real quick? You think it's a demand issue? Is it a cost benefit issue where some of these farms are selling out to warehouses and indoor athletic domes, or, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a real pressure all the time is development. You know, you see fewer and fewer of the old tobacco sheds around. And I mean, the good news from the report is that, you know, locally grown food is becoming more popular in the state. So the fresh, you know, farm to market sales are increasing, and also nursery, greenhouse, floriculture, that sort of thing is expanding. I've been to, you know, a lot of farms in Connecticut. I think the main thing is that they have to diversify their offerings. I was out at a place called the Fazio Orchard in the Dayville section of Killingly. And, you know, they had apple trees where they had pick your own, all kinds of different apple trees. And they also had a corn maze. They had, you know, other aspects on the property that people could go visit, like a scion of the charter oak, you know, a big oak tree that was... and an old graveyard there. I mean, they have to, and farmers have told me this, you know, they have to diversify their offerings. You can't just do one thing.
Yeah, I mean, we visited with Willowview Farm in Suffield last month, and, you know, they do like a CSA for flowers and a whole bunch of other things. You do have to be sort of creative and find your niche. We're talking with Jesse Leavenworth from CT Insider here on Brian & Company. What are the numbers, like, in terms of, like, actual, when you put it all together, in terms of economic impact and jobs, you know, how does agriculture contribute to the pie?
Well, this is from, they do these reports every several years. This is from 2022, 2 years ago, and this... report says that agriculture in Connecticut contributes $4 billion annually to the state's economy and supports or creates up to 31,000 jobs. And the locally grown food in 2022 sales to consumers, retailers, institutions, and other organizations had a combined impact of 117 million statewide and generated 1,200 jobs. So, you know, I guess it's good news. The news is good in that respect, but, you know, farms in Connecticut continue to face pressure to sell, you know, to sell to developers, and it's a hard life. We saw recently that, you know, some of these crops were wiped out by hailstorms and other weather events. The farmers I talk to say they wouldn't do anything else, but, you know, it's kind of a hard life.
Yeah, you do a nice job. If you go to ctinsider.com, you can read Jesse's speech. It has a bunch of stuff in it. You sort of break down it. There's no way I would hold you like sort of accountable to know the whole report. But the two things that struck me was, one is the incredible, you know, decrease in what is yielded from the ocean, right? And we've done stories. I know you've done stories on the lobster stuff. And also, I didn't even know we had sawmills in Connecticut, and that's been actually a huge plus.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard, especially Connecticut's hardwoods, you know, the oaks, the maples, that sort of thing, that sort of tree, and Deep actually does its own, you know, lumbering on state pride. I don't know if they hire contractors or not. I'd have to look into that, but they cut timber on their properties every once in a while to thin out the stands, and they actually sell that lumber also.
Huh. Yeah, it's a good piece. I mean, I know it's a little bit, you know, it was last week, but we're glad to catch up with you. I know you did a little coverage of the, you know, the Weathersfield firefighter too, really sad story. But if you want to read more of Jesse's work, you can go to ctinsider.com. I don't know if you got anything coming out today or tomorrow, but if you want to promote anything, I'm happy to give you the. Sometimes you guys don't
today,
like to.
Yeah, no. Today, there's a story that's in CT Insider that I did on a prison inmate who sued the state because he says he's a Wiccan, and they practice this pagan ritual. Actually, it's an old Native American ritual called smudging, where they burn sage and other herbs and resins to create a smoke that's supposed to, you know, purify and cleanse people, objects, places. And he sued the state saying, you know, that he and other Wiccans ought to be included in this practice that was previously limited to only Native American or inmates who practice Native American religion. And actually, the Department of Correction recently changed its policy to allow this so-called smudging by more than just Native Americans.
There you go.
You can go out and, you know, purify the air and go back to your cell at night.
Yeah. That story out today at ctinsider.com. You can also just Google Jesse's name, and CT Insider will bring you right to it. Jesse, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, Brad. See you later.